Oh, hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to In Between Appointments with us, Feathers and Florence, or with me, Liam, part of the Feathers and Florence crew here in Longridge, in the Ribble Valley, in sunny Lancashire. Today, we are joined by a profession, someone who's in a profession that I've never had the chance to ask questions about before. So I am excited, a little bit giddy about asking how the profession is and how it interacts with the rest of the wedding industry. This is very much a wedding industry podcast. If you're listening on Spotify or if you're watching on Facebook or LinkedIn or any other platform that we stream to, YouTube, well, welcome. And we're going to be here for about another 20, 25 minutes. So it gives me really good pleasure to introduce you to Jackie, who, well, Jackie, I suppose, good afternoon. Tell us all about what you do.
Well, Liam, I am a balloon artist. So I don't make dogs and I certainly don't make swords or funny hats.
Oh, damn it.
that's just scuppered you now, haven't it? Because you thought I was going to be able to whip one of those up. So, and I'm absolutely rubbish at that, so I'm not even going to attempt it. I might be able to make a little dog now and again, but his ears are always funny. So, no, when I say I'm a balloon, I could go and create from a blank canvas something absolutely amazing. What I say I do is I create memories for people because I take someone's idea and then I put it using balloons as my arm, like an artist would use a canvas and oils and what have you. I use balloons to create a canvas for the brides.
I mean, what an expressive profession, though. I mean, that's fantastic that you get to be creative all the time.
Well, it's not all, you're not doing it, you're not creative all the time because a lot of things are, it's like anything else. A lot of things are the same. It's the spin that you put on them. Mm-hmm. But when you do get a job where someone says, I just want you to just go wild or create something out of then that is your dream job. And you don't get them. You may get three or four of those a year, but I've been doing this for 30 years now. So like when you say it's creative, I absolutely love it. And I think the only time I'll stop is when I don't love it.
And I suppose that it begs the question. You've led me into the question already, as all answers do. But you talk about 30 years. I mean, where did that start from all them years ago? Was the profession or the demand for what you do the same? Has it increased? But I suppose the first question is take us back right back to the start. Why this industry? Why this profession?
Well, I actually just stumbled upon it. I was looking for something else to do because in my previous life I was a tax inspector and I'll accept all the bulls and everything. But actually, when I was doing it, I was a very nice tax inspector. I was very sympathetic. But anyway, and my friend, I was also looking for something to change her. She was an accountant. She was looking to change her profession as well. And we just... One evening, she came across. She went to a. Have you heard of Tony Robbins? Robbins, the American.
Famous motivator, business.
Motivator. He was running a link session from America to Sheffield to that Hallam University, and I got little boys at the time, so it was an evening thing, so I wasn't able to go, but my friend went, and. Apart from the fantastic thing with Tony Robbins, in the next room was this amazing balloon display. And she rang me up at 10 o'clock at night, and obviously you think to yourself, who's ringing? Somebody's dead or whatever. Somebody's had a stroke or whatever. But it was Molly, absolutely giddy, saying, I found it. And I thought she was crackers. The next day she came to... my house, we got in the car, we went to Boots because don't forget 30 years ago there were no digital cameras, there were no phones. She took some pictures. We went to the Boots in Meadowhall and had an hour processing thing of it because she couldn't explain to me what it was like. And when I saw the pictures, I said, what do we do next? because I could see it, and I could see just what she meant, and I was caught up in her excitement, and we just went from there. Really, we found out who was the best balloon artist in the world, well, in the UK at that time, and she was based in Henley upon Thames, and off we went and did a training course with her, and we never looked back. From putting a little, no internet, don't forget, yeah, no internet. You used to put little adverts in local free ads, little free papers that came round. Put an advert in there, never looked back. I've never stopped working since.
What an incredible story. Genuinely, what an incredible story. And I know this is very much a sort of a wedding-dominated podcast, but you'll work across many industries as well. There'll be demand across many industries. So tell us maybe about the demand outside of the wedding industry to start with.
Well, back in the day, our big break was that we did wrote the Rolling Stones comeback tour at Don Valley Stadium.
Love that.
And love that. That was within about 18 months of us starting. And I knew the sales manager at Sheffield International Venues, what it was called then. And she asked me if we could do something. And I can remember going along and, well, actually, it was a load of rubbish. Well, it wasn't rubbish, but I was just making it up as we were going along, what we could do, what we couldn't do and what have you. And we worked for a solid week and it was absolutely amazing. And if I still got the pictures now and I look at them and I think, do you know what? We were good then. You know, I mean, everybody gets, you just think, we just got it. We just knew it. We were just good. And from then on, I've done loads. I've worked for Tina Turner. I've also done Bruce Springsteen. I've done stuff for the royal family. From a wedding perspective, I did the wedding for Prince Nazim. Do you remember Prince Nazim?
Oh, yeah. The boxer, Prince Naz, yeah. He was a Sheffield lad, weren't he?
He was, yep. We did his wedding.
Love that, yeah.
Well, we've done quite a few famous people's weddings, and but it doesn't matter to me whether it was Prince Nazim or Julie down the road. They will all get the same treatment, because whoever you are, it's your special day and it needs your special attention.
30 years ago, you know, you're talking about no internet, and you put it in the free papers and whatever it may be. At what stage, whilst you had the passion and you thought, oh, this is something I want to do, at what stage did you think, oh yeah, we've got a business here that can last a long time and give us the lifestyle that we want? Was it instantly, or did it take some time to go, actually, do you know what, we can make a living out of this?
Yeah, it took about 18 months for us to really build it up. And like I said, when we did Rolling Stones, then sky was his limit. And I had at the time I had a business partner, obviously Molly, who retired about, how long has she probably been retired about? Maybe 15, 16 years or so. And Molly gave up her job first because she didn't have any kids. And then I gave my job up about 6 months after that. But can you imagine going to your husband and saying, I kept saying I don't like my job, but I'm giving it up to the balloons. And you've got two little boys, and you've got a really, really good job. Yeah. I mean, it's not as if I had a blinking rubbish job. You know, like, when I say rubbish, that sounds awful.
One you didn't enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah, a job that paid well, that had great prospects, that had a pension, that, you know, you'd have to do something really, really bad to get sacked from. And you're giving it all up. To float your own boat, so to speak.
Well, you followed your dream, and you followed your passion, and look where you are today. I mean, you know, your social media is great, and you're widely known. And so, talk to us about them. In that 30 years, you've been seen a lot. You've been through probably two or three recessions. You know, you've seen all sorts of world events, and the last couple of years, of course, like anybody in the industry, will have been tough. So how have you reflected on that last 2 years as a company?
I think the last 2.5 years have been incredibly hard. And anybody in the hospitality industry knows exactly what it is. And actually, I get angry, really, about how we were treated, as if we weren't worth anything. Because all the schemes and what have you would have helped other people, but they didn't help us, even though we contribute so much to the economy. And so I just act like everybody's business. I had to adapt. So I was used to doing events for, 1,000 people. Mm. And they weren't coming back anytime soon. So after our industry sorted out, our trade body sorted out the insurance and what have you, because you just couldn't just do stuff. Mm. We had to make sure that everybody was covered. I think it was about 16 weeks. I didn't, apart from blowing balloons up for Thursday evening for clapping for here, clapping for NHS. And I used to do a display every week on my street, and people used to come from all over just to see what I'd done. And I used to enjoy that, actually, because for once you weren't constrained by any budget. Well, or you just did it something because you wanted to do it. There was nobody telling me, well, I want it to look like this, or I did it how I wanted it to be. And I enjoyed that. But once we got permission, it was okay for us to do individual things, then we just adapted, and I just did lots of, because where I am as well in my workshop, I could say hand on heart, there was absolutely no one else that came into my unit apart from me.
Yeah.
And because we got roller doors and everything, and people just used to drive around the back of the building, ring me up, tell me we were there. Is it Dingo Dollars on that way, Anton Decking Jungle?
Yes. Yeah.
And they phone somebody and they don't get it right and he pulls thingy down. I didn't think it was like that, because people would ring me up and say, I'm here. And I say, okay. So I'd literally roll me Gary, my big workshop door up. I'd put the display in its bag on the car park, put the door down, and then they drive off with it. But I knew I was totally, everything was, that I did was totally safe. So, and that we weren't breaking any rules, and and I got actually quite creative at doing things for people's birthdays, and because birthdays still carried on.
Yeah, of course.
People still, had babies, and everything went online. And I got better at social media, because up to then I was thinking, oh, can't be really bothered with that. Because being in business for 30 years, you get a reputation. And I now do weddings for girls who were bridesmaids when I first started.
Brilliant. And so what have you learned then? Over the last couple of years, what's been the learnings?
Well, I think there's lots of positive things to come out of it. You realize you're better than what you really think you are. You are actually good at what you do, and you can change everything. You can do things to suit on any occasion, and you just got to think, how can I do that? How can I make that better? If I did that, like I said to you about, I would never ever have done something just for one person. Just one thing, but they were magnificent. I've got to say, you had to have a big enough car to be able to put me, because they were magnificent. But you have to be a lot more social media savvy, because people contact you a lot more on social media, and people look on there rather than actually coming to see it. Because I've got a little showroom in my workspace, and people always used to come. Whereas now, they'll just ring up and we might do a Zoom call or something like that. But not people don't come and visit like they used to, because everybody's changed. I was speaking to someone this morning. I said, I could have shopped for England prior to COVID.
Yeah.
I absolutely love shopping. I can remember Molly and I saving up to go to London on a shopping overnight shopping trip. And going in as best clothes and everything, and as what we used to call as theatre coats.
Yeah.
So that we could go on Bond Street and get admitted to shops, because that we used to love shopping and we'd go everywhere in a taxi. Now I just think I can't be bothered. It's just there's no fun in it. I don't think there's no fun in shopping. That's why I think people want to see something, buy it.
Yeah.
That's why you've got to show stuff on social media, because people ring you up and say, I want that.
Mm. And how does that work then? From a wedding point of view, talk us through the process. Then a couple come to you and they say, "You know what? We are looking to use your services, or we want balloons or an installation, whatever it may be." Talk us through that process of sort of that initial phone call, because there'll be couples watching this going, "Well, yeah, we want something for our ceremony next year, whenever it may be." But how do we start?
Well, most people, people email. Or even send you a WhatsApp these days.
Hmm.
But I still like to get on the phone and talk to somebody, because I think you can save a lot of emails with one phone call.
Hmm.
And I always encourage brides and grooms to come visit them at my workshop, because I like to get to know them. We might not be a good fit. They might not like me. I might not like them. Because that's another thing about COVID. It's made me a lot more discerning about who I want to work for.
Interesting.
Because after 2 years, you know, 2.5 years of not having any real income, anything I've managed this far, do I want to work for someone who's not very nice?
Mm.
And the answer is no. So I am from Yorkshire, and I will say it how it is. And I have to like you.
Yeah.
Now that sounds awful, but when we get, it's not many people that I don't get on with, and I like people to come to the workshop because they can see I'm a business. I'm not just somebody on Facebook or on some other, Instagram or Snapchat or whatever it is, saying that they can do that. I can prove I can do it. Because, you see, I see photos on Facebook from people who set up and think, you have not done that. I don't actually know the person who has made that, and you didn't. But, you know, and then brides are disappointed because 30 years ago, people were disappointed with things that they weren't recommended for, that they took a chance on if they just bought something. By coming to meet me, they can see how I am, how I run my business, how it looks. I can actually blow balloons up for them and show them what it's going to look like. And in my other workshop that we're in now, I have got balloons absolutely everywhere. Because I'm always in the middle of a job or fixing back and what have you. So they can see the sort of things that I can do, because it's about trust. They've got to trust me and I've got to trust them, because when it's their wedding day, it's the most important day of their lives, apart from when they have the babies and what have you. But and they don't want to be whittling. Oh, they're going to turn up. Is it going to be like what I said it were going to be like? Because often it's a lot of people, it's not.
Yeah,
and I take all that stress away, because then they'll know, once we've discussed it, we've written it all down, I've drawn it out, I can draw it out on my iPad, so you know the design that they want in, or we can actually mock it up into the room that they're having, so they've got a really good idea of how it's going to look. Plus, I think 30 years knowledge of venues, many club, hotel, nightclub, wherever you want to call it, that I've not been in Yorkshire.
Yeah.
So I know what works and what doesn't work. And I am dead honest. If someone comes to me with an idea and I say, I don't think that's going to work for you, I won't do it, because they'll be disappointed. It doesn't do my reputation any good. And I'm honest. And I haven't got any girls, for example. I've only got boys. Only got boys, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to have that mother of the bride, that experience with your daughter. So every bride that comes through my door, they're like my surrogate daughter. For that day, my surrogate daughter. And I will do absolutely everything to make sure that they have the most brilliant day that they can. And I think that's why I like people to come, because they can. So you can't get that across in an email.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd agree with that. And it's you've got to like the person that you're, whether you're employing them as a supplier, and you've got to like the person who you're working for as a customer. It's all about the relationship, because actually you are in discussions talking about it possibly for 2 years. About it. So it's not just, oh well, I want it for next Saturday.
I have done it the day before. People have rung me up on a Friday night and say I've been let down, or I've been to blow my balloons up and I've gone to my venue on the wrong floor. Well, yeah, there will be. Can you help me? And 9 times out of 10, yeah, I can. And I would go, and because it's, I wish they'd have come to me in the first place, but it's still a special day.
Of course. So I would ask you a couple of questions then about sort of advertising yourself and this is my favorite question, Jackie. I do ask it to everybody, but I'm really interested in what an ideal customer looks like to you. So because there'll be brides, there'll be grooms watching this, they'll be going, I'm not sure whether we fit Jackie's brief. And you could help anybody, as you've said, but if a job lands on your desk and it's and you have that phone call and they tell you something, you go, do you know what, that's absolutely ideal for me. What does that couple, that event look like?
Well, so really you're asking me about my ICA, aren't you? So I would say that the majority of people that come, it's usually bride and mum, not usually bride and groom, although that's some, maybe 70-30. And when I like them to have ideas, because it's not all about, it's about them. And if they've got something in their head that they've been thinking about since they were 7, then I love it.
Yeah.
Because I can then pick bits out of that. We can talk about, we can pull it apart and make it a reality. And I know when I've met them, yeah, we're going to get on great, because they can feel from me that I understand where they're coming from. And I don't really mind. It's not really answering your question, that I'm being a bit like a politician. I think they need to be reasonably grown up.
Yeah.
By that I mean that they've experienced life a little bit, and they might be, and if they're in a professional job, that's even easier, because they then understand the process. If they're a VA or a PA or something like that, and they're used to organising things in the life, or then they understand the process of things, and it's a lot easier to get across what I need from them. I mean, I've even done stuff for Sheffield United fans, so
I'm assuming you're not a blade then. No. You're an owl.
Yes. Yep. Ah. But I don't discriminate.
No. I mean, I'd still work with Burnley fans and I'm Bottom Rovers fan, so that's all right.
Yeah.
You've got to be brave.
So,
I mean, of course, you are. You say you're Rotherham based, Yorkshire person.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming for the right client that you'd go anywhere.
Yeah, I have gone on anywhere as well. I've done weddings at the Café Royal in London. I've done things in Park Lane. There's absolutely anywhere. If they've got the budget to match, for me to be able to go and do it, then yep. I think one of my nicest venues that I've done is the Bonnet Masson, what's it called? I'm trying to think what it's called at Masson in North Yorkshire. It'll come to me what it's called. You'll know what I mean. But I think one of the most favourite venues that everybody who works for me, the first time that they go, will say, I'm getting married there, is Waterston Park in Wakefield.
Okay, all right. I don't know it, but right.
It's a hotel on an island.
Right.
And when you drive down in your van and like, we'll go, oh, I'm getting married here. And you think, oh,
yeah.
Do you really? Yeah. You want experience wind going across the bridge. From the door. So, But we all have our favourite venues. But yeah, I'm happy to work anywhere.
And gosh, there's so many questions I can ask you. Honestly, genuinely, but we're literally in between appointments here. We've got a bride. Yeah. Bride will be coming in about 10 minutes and I need to skedaddle, which is unfortunate because honestly, technical questions, we need to get another one of these booked in.
But yeah, definitely.
Loads of clips from this. So I suppose my last question as we come up to half an hour of chatting is, where can people go to find out more about you? Where are we directing people? Go, oh, you know, I love Jackie and we want to use her. So where do they go?
Well, I like people to go to my website first, because then I do explain on the website what I'm all about and the sort of things that I like doing. So the website is ultimateballoon.co.uk, and don't forget to spell balloon properly.
It's a mistake that I've made already today.
So, yeah. And then on Instagram, it's Wow Balloon Decor.
Brilliant.
And on Facebook, it's Ultimate Balloon Company.
Love that. Have you got some ceremonies on this weekend?
I've not got a wedding this weekend. I've got an absolutely beautiful first birthday that I'm just blowing up a massive heart that is going to be all organic and all pretty stuff coming out of it, and little girls one, and it's going to be beautiful.
I love that. Love that. Jack, genuinely, hand on heart, I've got another half an hour's worth of questions, but Melissa will be kicking me out of this studio in about 4 minutes. Because nobody wants me in this studio when brides are trying on these beautiful dresses. So
yeah, we've got some beautiful dresses behind you.
Well, we're certainly trying. And I just want to say, for everybody watching, if you've just caught up with us now and you've missed a little bit of the start, whatever it may be, we do chop this up into little bits and we put it out over the next 4 or 5 days, so you can watch out for that. We are on Spotify and Apple, so you can listen to the audio version in your car or wherever, even sat down in your sofa, I don't know. So you can catch up on that. The links will be below and all over social media, so you can pick up with that. Jackie, thank you so much. I even haven't asked you about the Commonwealth Games, but we're going to save that next time.
Brilliant.
Jackie, thank you so much. It's been a genuine pleasure. And get out there and get Jackie some more business, get some more bookings if you're watching. But Jackie, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Liam. Thank you for having me.
We're going to play you out with a video that we shot a few months ago at a wonderful location, one of our style shoots. And we always hope you enjoy these videos. We've got more videos to follow as well. So have a wonderful day, Jackie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Today, you are holding the hands of your best friend, young and strong and full of love for you, as you promise to love each other forever. These are the hands that will love you. These are the hands that will hold you and comfort you through the years. These are the hands that will give you encouragement and support. These are the hands that you will each work with, create with, and use to build your life together. Congratulations, you're now married. You may kiss.